This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. Top stories first. Nepal Communist Party Standing Committee meeting put off again till Wednesday. Incessant rainfall affects normal life in Bajra district, and India records more than 23,000 new cases of coronavirus, becoming third in global cases tally. Now the news in detail. The standing committee meeting of the Nepal Communist Party has been put off again. According to Prime Minister Kipi Sharma Oli's press advisor Surya Thapa, the meeting of the party underway at the Prime Minister's residence Balwatar has been postponed until Wednesday. Surya Thapa, who is also the deputy chief of Nepal Communist Party Publicity Department, said the meeting was put off as Nepal Communist Party chairpersons Kipi Sharma Oli and Pushpa Kamal Dahal Puchanda needed further discussion to iron out differences in the party. The standing committee of the party has continued since 24th June on the agenda of the party, unity, government performance review, Millennium Challenge Corporation and Constitution Amendment, among others. Meantime, the party chair duo held one-on-one talk today as well for resolving the intra-party disputes and forging consensus between them. It is said that the party chairs would further continue their talk for reaching a conclusion. 32 coronavirus infected persons who were undergoing treatment at Adikavi Bhanubhakta campus in Tonau district have returned home after recovery yesterday. Chief of Bass Municipality Pramod Soti confirmed the return of the persons. Normal life in Bajra district has been affected due to the incessant rainfall since some days. Transport on the Balde to Marthari section of the Safi Marthari highway is partially obstructed, while it is completely obstructed on the Marthari Kolti road. Transportation of goods, food grains and movement of people have been disturbed due to the rain. Gomul Rural Municipality Chairperson Hari Bahadur Wakaya said the occurrence of landslide and erosion has damaged the road at many places and they are not in position to repair the road until it stopped raining. The Nepal Army has constructed helipad at different local levels in Rolpa district of State 5. The infrastructure is primarily meant for rescue flights during a disaster, health crisis and for pregnant and postpartum mothers. The project was undertaken by the Nepal Army Khadgadal Battalion Liwang with the support of state government. Five helipads have been constructed in the first phase, and the Nepal Army had taken the responsibility for four, while one is being constructed by the Rolpa Municipality. Battalion Chief Sudhir Kesi said the constructions completed amid the adversity caused by the nationwide lockdown against the COVID-19. The battalion got involved in the construction as per the mandate of the District Administration Office Rolpa. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has stated that the weather will be mostly cloudy throughout the country today. The division said there will be light to moderate rainfall with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at many places of Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province, Province 5, Karnali Province and Province 7, and at some places of Province 1 and Province 2. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of Province 1, Gandaki Province and Province 5. Similarly, the weather will be generally cloudy throughout the country tonight. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now some international dates. India has overtaken Russia with the world's third highest number of coronavirus cases at nearly 700,000. India's health ministry data today showed that more than 23,000 new cases reported in the previous 24 hours, down slightly from yesterday's record increase of almost 25,000. There have been almost 20,000 deaths in India since the first case was detected in January. India is now the world's third worst affected country behind only the United States and Brazil. Officials said they had reversed a decision to reopen the Taj Mahal in the city of Agra following a spate of new cases in the area. At least 16 people have died and a dozen are missing on Japan's southern island of Kyushu as unprecedented rain caused flooding and landslides, 14 victims were found in one nursing home which was inundated after a nearby river broke its banks. The authorities have ordered more than 200,000 to evacuate and 10,000 soldiers are being sent to help rescuers. Rainfall eased during the day on Sunday, but more is forecast to hit in the region. Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe urged residents to be on maximum alert. The border between Australia's two most populous states, Victoria and New South Wales, is to close after a spike in COVID-19 cases in Melbourne. The outbreak in Victoria's capital has seen hundreds of cases in the past 2 weeks, more than 95% of new Australian infections. Until now, the two states had maintained open borders even when others had shut them. The closure, beginning on Wednesday, will restrict travel to permit holders. Victoria's Premier Daniel Andrews said it was a joint decision with Prime Minister Scott Morrison and New South Wales Premier Giles Bergelin. Victoria recorded 127 new infections on Monday, its highest daily increase since the pandemic began. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before we wrap up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Nepal Communist Party Standing Committee meeting put off again till Wednesday. Incessant rainfall affects normal life in Bajra district, and India records more than 23,000 new cases of coronavirus, becoming third in global cases tally. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal Pudisa. Please also log into our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and stay safe.